I am very glad to be in now the rain. Now, it's wind as much of rain, to be honest with you. We had a couple of squally showers during the course of the game, but conditions were not ideal for hockey, but that's secondary.
And obviously, it's been a pretty decent season so far for you guys, you'd have to say. 13 games played now, and that'll be 28 points on the board so far. And I'm not sure what the Old Alexandra result is today, but you could be going top.
We could, but Alex have been very good. They're a very well-drilled side. Whatever way we look at it, there's a three-horse race for the two promotion spots. So it's ourselves, Alex, and UCD, and I think we've put ourselves in a very good position. We're second. Hopefully, you know, we get a chance to play for that top spot. We do have a game against Alex still to play, but for us, it's keeping going, and every game that is a win ensures that we'll get to Division 3.
And that Alex game, playing at home, and hopefully you'll get a big crowd behind you there at the 21st of March.
We played against them and we lost 1-0 in Alex, and it was a really unfortunate day. We had people who were ill arriving, we were depleted, and I think we were unfortunate to lose on the day. I would hope that, yeah, on that day, people will turn out, that the whole club will really turn out, because that could be possibly one of the most important matches we've had in a long time.
You guys are the highest-ranked Wexford County team playing in Division 4, so understandably, the competition is very, very intense up there with the likes of the Botanics and the Westons and the Alexes.
Well, it's particularly when you look at the size of some of the clubs, I mean, that you're playing against. When you think about people in UCD, we're playing their second team, their first team are in EY. So they're able to pull on really strong players to give themselves extra bodies. Alex are the same. So they have players coming down. Railway Union would have been the same. You've ex internationals coming down and playing on those teams. So they have great strength and depth. So for us, I mean, Wexford this year have gone, we have our second team now in Leinster, they've started, and that helps because it means we're extra able to get extra bodies out there. And the 200 junior members of the club can really see a future for the club, and they can see something they want to aspire to. So it's terrific for us in terms of Wexford hockey, and I'm really hopeful that we'll be able to get to Division 3 and just keep going.
We've heard from Enniscorthy and Gorey clubs in the last few weeks as well, and it's great to see. You mentioned 200 junior members there for Wexford.
Yeah,
so that's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
When you think of a sport that doesn't get that much media coverage and maybe doesn't get the sort of highlights that something like GAA soccer rugby would.
No, it doesn't get the highlights, and I think people in Wexford, I mean, Wexford, I've been involved in around Wexford and Loretta Wexford for a long number of years, and when I think about the number of Irish internationals that have come from Wexford and people who have played at the highest level, it's terrific what the county has been able to produce over the years, and Wexford Club particularly itself has been fantastic, and the effort that the girls put in to keep that junior section going and the real family ethos of the club is fantastic, and I know people will play here and then they'll also play in other sports. We were very well represented over the years on some of the fine camogie players that have graced Croke Park, have also graced Wexford. So we're lucky in that way. But yeah, I think it's terrific. What we need desperately is to get our pitch. That's the bottom line. The fact that we're playing in Enniscorthy is, you know, it's appalling, really. It's great that the pitch went into Loretto. It's dreadful that we find ourselves with a pitch in the town that's unplayable, and, you know, that we're still driving to Enniscorthy and renting up there. But anyway, we will cross our fingers and hopefully that will get sorted.
And for people that mightn't be familiar with that situation, what is the real reason that you can't play in that Loretto pitch?
The pitch is not playable. When the Carillion situation happened, the pitch was a byproduct of that. I mean, the whole thing as a PPP meant that there was a partnership who ran the pitch, what the responsibility of the school was versus the contractor, who was going to finish it, and it then wasn't finished properly. So the work that has to go into laying a pitch and ensuring that it is sanded properly didn't happen. We had a couple of games at the end of last season, about a year ago now, and we knew that it was a piece of work that wasn't going to be fit for purpose. And after three games, it became clear that nothing could happen with it. You know, we now wait to see how that is going to be finished. But I think my understanding is that the Leaving Cert PE is being introduced into the school, and that hopefully will get the pitch across the line, because that would be a vital part of that. So we'll cross our fingers, and I'm kind of ever an optimist. And my real hope is that we're bringing first-class Division 3 hockey into Wexford Town next season.